This is Dr. Inigo, dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Daisy R. Zuniga. Date of birth is April the 11th, 1980. Case ID number is 317-7973. Date of exam, September the 22nd, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Raul Sustate, dated 4/15/20, and from Dr. Elvin Garcia, dated 3/29/21. Identifying information, this is a 42-year-old single female with three male children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of psoriatic arthritis in the extremities and chronic fatigue and pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2018, where she worked as a medical assistant for a pediatric cardiologist for 10 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives with her parents in her parents' home and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, psoriatic arthritis of the extremities. And number two, chronic fatigue and pain. History of allegations, number one, psoriatic arthritis in the extremities. The claimant stays since 2008. She has had problems with achiness, soreness, decreased range of motion, swelling, pain and stiffness, especially increased pain of her left lower extremity. And increased pain with cold, damp weather, as well as pain that she usually feels in the morning, but throughout the day. She also has psoriatic patchy scaliness of her skin in her scalp area. And her condition has been confirmed with x-rays and lab reports by Dr. Elvin Garcia, who is a rheumatologist. At the present time, she's taking Otesla, 30 milligrams BID, diclofenac sodium, 50 milligrams QD, methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams Q week, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QHS, and folic acid, 1,000 milligrams QD for her condition. Her condition is stable at this time and being treated, and although she still has certain aches and pains at this time. Allegation number two, chronic fatigue and pain. The claimant states that since 2008, she started to develop chronic fatigue and pain, tiredness and weakness. She presented herself to Dr. Elvin Garcia, who evaluated her and diagnosed her with chronic fatigue syndrome. Blood work was performed, which also confirmed that she has psoriatic arthralgias. She denies any fracture, surgeries, or other injections given for her condition, besides the ones that she's taking for psoriatic arthritis. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. Her limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs slowly, and bend over to pick up clothes. She says she's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, and lift approximately 2 to 3 pounds above her head with both hands. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button her clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. And her physician is Dr. Elvin Garcia. She states the only physical activity she does is walk in the park and around the home to try to get a little exercise. She is presently taking the same medications that she was taking for her psoriatic arthritis, which is Otezla, 30 milligrams BID, diclofenac sodium, 50 milligrams QD, folic acid, 1,000 micrograms QD, methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams Q week, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QHS. Her condition at this time is being treated and stable, and she appears to be well treated at this time and controlled. Family history: the father is 68 and has had a cerebral vascular accident and hypertension. Her mother is 65 and suffers from asthma. She has a brother who's 48 and has hypertension. Medications: Otezla, 30 milligrams BID, diclofenac sodium, 50 milligrams QD, folic acid, 1,000 micrograms QD, methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams Q week, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QHS, topiramate, 25 milligrams BID, sumatriptan, 50 milligrams QD as needed for headaches. Medical problems: migraine headaches, comma, rhinitis, comma, vertigo, comma, anemia, comma, obesity, comma, osteoarthritis with psoriatic arthritis and psoriasis vulgaris, comma, chronic fatigue syndrome and pain, comma, major surgery, arthroscopic knee surgery of the right knee for torn ligaments performed in 1993. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 190 pounds, height 5 feet 3.5 inches, BP 121 over 88 mmHg, heart rate 92 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 33, obese. General: this is a 42-year-old female who appears to be your stated age and is in no acute distress at this time. She appears also to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. She does have a ceratic-type lesions on the left side of her temporal scalp area, as well as on the right side, but more so on the left, which is psoriatic vulgaris. The rest of the HEENT exam was normal. Please include the rest of the dictation given there. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular corrected is 20/15. The claimant is wearing her contact lenses, and it was difficult to remove them at the time, but she has normal vision with her contact lenses. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant did have some mild swelling around the ankles. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Skin, there were no lesions appreciated over the body. However, the claimant does have scaly skin of psoriatic plaques noted on her scalp, especially on the left side. Could you please drop down to... cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was steady, slow, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of her knee area and her hands. There is mild joint swelling around the ankles, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted except for some deformity of her fingers. There is normal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. However, the claimant did have decreased range of motion of the cervical spine. And the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the hand area. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is a normal range of motion and strength of both knees, but to a lesser extent of the left knee, where flexion was 120. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels or toes and was able to walk at a tandem rate, but slowly. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological grip strength was plus 3/5 bilaterally. The claimant had difficulty making a full fist on both hands. She has difficulty in pinching and opposing fingers, which is mild to moderately dysfunctional. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory exam was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but a few muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally for both hands. X-ray of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle very small objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the hands and of the knee. She is unable to heel and toe walk. However, the claimant is able to tandem walk, but slowly. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 3 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue, which is mild. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her vision. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to mild to moderate psoriatic arthritis and chronic fatigue. Probable diagnoses. Number one, psoriatic arthritis in her extremities. Confirm with physical examination and medical records. Number two, chronic fatigue and pain. Mild, being treated at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Daisy Zuniga.